you're hearing here are the bills of Charleston, South Carolina. When Vicki and I went on a timeshare for 2 or 3 days, we paid compliments of Carol Warnerhoff from Pittman Forest. We stayed in her timeshare. She offered it to us. Called Green something, I don't remember the name. It was right there in the edge of the water there in Charleston. The thing we remember most about Charleston is the food. We went in different restaurants, and all the food was good. We kept expecting a little mediocre place. But the servers and the work were polite and considerate. Yeah, all the food was good. There was no bad food. In Charleston, South Carolina. We walked out, we took a little tour train. We saw the graves, the graveyard. And a lot of different stuff. And then we walked along the boardwalk. Along the water. And then we drove, and there was a lot of houses we saw left over from, I don't think it was Civil War, but they were like mansions with the tall Corinthian coast. And we loved Greenville. We loved Charleston, South Carolina. It was a beautiful place. And we always wanted to come back. So, that hasn't happened yet. Maybe in the resurrection. When we're raptured out, we come back to the Lord. Maybe we can go back to Charleston. And walk around the city. We're in a park there. They had cannons in it. And it was a nice place. One of our fond memories. And then when that guy shot those Bible people, and their reaction was totally different. You know, forgive. Pray for him, because obviously his soul was pushed. It was something, but their reaction to the group of people in the church was absolutely marvelous. It was a true testimony that they wanted Jesus Christ in that church. Go back if we could, but our health is such that we're not able to. I'm bedridden now, paralyzed by the COVID-19 shot. Vicki broke a foot, having trouble with it. But with the Lord's help, be released in the resurrection. We'll get back to Charleston tomorrow. And if they're still cooking food, if we're still out here, the resurrection is the way to eat. It is always my body.